is what you make it. At least that's what they say. Well, I think I'm gonna make it, fulfill my dreams someday. I feel this fire growing deep inside of me. I'm so inspired knowing that it's my destiny.
I used to go to school and say my daddy was rich. When he lost his job, I decided to pitch. I said if I got pinched, I'd switch. Well, I got bagged and changed, nothing ain't life for bitch. We grown boys, still carrying toys. That's why I flinch at the noise, why I walk around paranoid. I can't forget what I did, I hope the father forgive. My brother told me something happens, God forbid, to watch over his kids. I got your back, you don't worry about that. Count your stacks, write your raps, and get away from the cracks. My nigga Chewy got clapped, my nigga Mouse got trapped. We could get it, but the ghetto got a way of taking it back and using me, and usually it's more than a give. I used to lust whores in my crib, and now I want my daughter to live. She sing my songs, and I remember when I bought her a bib. Daddy's on vacation, what I told her when I caught me the bid. Shit, look what I did, I really messed it up this time. I was gone, but you was always on my mind. I could always hear you crying. I'm back home, but still I gotta grind. Still hung out on a line till someone buy a rhyme. And I'll probably die trying, but it's better than living a failure. Well, I tell you. Couldn't sleep, you used to rock me and sing, and now I wipe tears off your cheek, cause you cry when you see your son locked in a bank. It's just one of them things, it's just one of them thoughts. You know I get caught, and I go through my mind as I stroll through the courts. Look mama, I'm trying to make a change for the better, but life changed with the weather, so I gotta get my change together. It's whatever, the music is cool, but it ain't paying the bills, so I'm right back to weighing the krills on the block in the cycle of the way life kills. I hate it there, but my paper's there. And when there rain, I'll just sit on the stair, talk shit and put it up in the air. I'll never find my peace of mind there, I'll never find the police to care. My streets are all bloody and red, my nigga Emo caught it good in the head. And it's just like I said, the police want his killer. They don't care that he's dead, they don't care how his children get fed. There's an empty cell in the prison, they just trying to fill in the bed. Come on. That same kid in the neighborhood that nobody liked, rocking Nike Stein fights with pocket knives. I grew up and grew an issue, and now when I get angry I black out when I fight. A little shit and I knew less about life. Tyrone died, I got a lesson in life. I lived, it was a blessing in life. But at the same time and in the same way, I feel guilty that I lived and you died on the same day. I know it's not my fault, I just wish that I could give you a call. I just wish I could've softened your fall. I hear whispers when the wind blows and the leaves drop and fall. Sometimes I think I see you when I shop in the mall. New Year's Eve I grab my pistols and my bottles and I'm popping them off. Not this year, I caught a case, my ex-roommate was soft. Police pull me over and go knock on the door. He let him up in the law. No warrants, I could set farms and all. He set me up to fall. My niggas in awe, they begging me to send him for dead. Well, I just sent him for his watch instead, just to send a little message, you should watch his head. I blame myself, cause I saw it in his eye, all alone in my cell, and I sorta wanna cry. Look, nigga, tomorrow's Christmas, my daughter miss her daddy and she don't know why. You don't know how hard I try.
Y'all know who it is.
That's Fed Hill, the team.
Got this shit on lock. www.rollthezone.com and www.DerekShapiroShow.com charities benefiting the Multiple Sclerosis Society, as well as Project Bread, Walk for Hunger, as well as AIDS Project Rhode Island, and in addition to that, Ronald McDonald House and more. Contact Reality Resource Music Management at realityresourcemusicmanagement@yahoo.com or 401-432-7337.
All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, with Essential Radio, of course, back with Lenny Schwartz. Now, this is a returning guest. Other than the Cotties Brothers, other than the Group Fed Hill, other than Rolla, we have Lenny Schwartz returning to the show. And how do you feel about returning to the show, Lenny?
It's amazing, Derek, but please put your pants back on. Please. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Where's my belt, first of all? Where's my belt?
You weren't wearing a belt, but that's besides the point.
Underwear, no.
Oh, man.
All right.
How's it going, Derek?
So good. How's it going with you?
Good. And what have you been up to?
Well, I just been traveling around the state, you know, meeting
really?
People, you know what I'm saying? I went to your play, of course, your auditions,
really?
You know. And what have you been up to?
I've just been, I bought a new TV. I bought a new TV, 40-inch Sony. It's beautiful.
Really?
It's beautiful, so now I feel even more like a man, I guess.
Yeah,
it's a new remote control. It's a fantastic remote control.
Really?
Actually, it's fantastic. It actually cooks me breakfast.
It cooks you breakfast?
Yeah, and it gives me counseling. It's awesome. Really? I love that remote control.
Really? So when it cooks your breakfast, do you get a lot of burnt eggs?
Sometimes I do give some burnt eggs, but the best part is a cuddling. Cuddling on is awesome. The remote control is amazing.
That's awesome.
Me feel like a man. Yeah. So it's good. It's good. Yeah. Anyway.
So because I remember you have a lot of comic books in your house.
Yep.
Where'd you put the TV?
Here's the best part. I actually sold the comics to get the TV.
No, you didn't.
I sold half my collection, actually.
Was that how much was that very disturbing for you to
Well, I had about 100 and something odd boxes. Maybe I think it was like 130, and I sold about half of them.
So
and
you're counseling for that now?
Not really. I just sold the ones that I didn't read any times because I figured I have to get new ones every week. And after a while, the comic books would take over the world. And it was a little tough till my TV came in. And then I said, "Wow, oh my god!" And then I dropped my pants and I was like, "I'm the Derek Shapiro Show."
No.
It was great. Anyway,
what's your favorite to watch? What's your favorite thing to watch on the tube?
My favorite thing right now is Nip/Tuck. I love Nip/Tuck.
That's on your MySpace page too.
I love Nip/Tuck.
That you like Nip/Tuck. What do you like about Nip/Tuck?
What I like about Nip/Tuck, the characters are great. Just things that happen on the show that I don't see coming.
Really?
It's like Lost. I like Lost too. I don't know if you watch that show.
Is that comedy?
Lost is not. Lost is actually on ABC. It's beautiful. It's stuck in the island.
Really?
Except without Richard Hatch. Sorry, Richard.
Richard's
speaking
of
naked.
I know, Richard.
Isn't he on the show?
Well, he's in prison.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
Oh, you must have connections.
No. Taxes, you know?
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, Rhode Island.
I should get on with my show.
Sure, go ahead. I'll let you ask questions.
So tell me, Lenny. Now, you're doing this new play, of course. That we're sponsoring, of course.
Yeah,
Derek Shapiro Show, Roller Zone, of course. And it's called Scarecrow, of course. I saw this back. Now, when did I see this?
1999.
I did see it back in
You were a wee lad.
I was a wee lad.
He was like 4 feet tall.
I was 4 feet tall.
He had a squeaky voice.
It was like,
it was amazing.
Yes.
It was like Baby Huey.
Yes, exactly. I remember when me and Rolla were first going out, actually, before she was Rolla, she was just Stephanie, of course.
Oh, what was your first date? Was it my show?
No.
Damn it.
No. That was the first date. We were broken up after that.
Jesus.
But we saw it, and, uh-huh. and my mom saw it. My mom was there.
Did you get lucky that night? I feel good about that.
Maybe I did. I don't know. But I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
Well, probably, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, my sister was there too, actually.
Yep.
And we saw your play, and it was just great. And it was great how you brought a serious thing that you had, mm-hmm. which was anorexia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you put a lot of funny humor into that.
Well, that's the thing we're doing with the show. The show itself, again, is going on April 10th, 11th, 12th. I'm going to tell you the other dates now. April 10th through the 12th, the 17th through the 19th, and the week after that, too, which I believe is the 24th or the 26th in Providence. But the thing that's really great about the show is that it has a lot of fun. Moments in there,
right.
But we're trying to do that with the actors, but have the dramatic moments and have the funny moments be really funny, mm-hmm. and be really so you're like, oh my gosh, this is really good. So you're not like and so it's not like an after school special,
right.
And have the drama be very smart, not over the head, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, anorexia is, you know, this is bad, bad and stuff like that. No, we try to play it very smart. And I think that's what will make the show successful when we do it up.
Now let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Now you had anorexia, of course.
Yes.
How long did you have it for?
Oh God, it was, I mean, you know, I don't think it ever really goes. I think it's like an alcoholic. So yeah.
You still have it today?
Oh, well, I think in some regards you do. Sometimes I eat food. I'm like, oh my God, I'm eating it kind of weird. Not to the extent that right now. Like, I think that's, I mean, the stream of it was probably like a course of like 3 years.
Really?
Did
you make yourself throw up? What'd you do?
I never threw up. I wouldn't eat. I mean, I would eat maybe, I had like some bare minimum of meals. I would have as much as 400 calories, not 4,000.
400 calories.
I can actually tell you how to do 400 calories. If anyone wants to lose weight,
how do you do that?
Well, it's easy. You know, you have a bite of cereal in the morning. Like I think it's like 7 bites. You come home, you have a little bit of pasta. You have like 20 strands of pasta, and then you have a muffin and some Kool-Aid, and you can get away with that.
Really?
That's
and
all.
You did that for how many? How long?
Well, not that combination, but some different types of combination for about 2.5-3 years.
And how did you realize that was time to get yourself better?
Well, I mean, you almost die. It's pretty extreme. But you have to take it the day at a time. It's like anything else, you know.
And you get it from your friends too, because
yeah,
I've been friends with you since we were in diapers. No, I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing pants then either. He was a sick bastard.
I know. I don't wear pants. But the thing was, I'm as your friend.
Yeah.
I never knew about it.
And that's part of control of that. And that's what the play explores in a lot of regards, that you can keep it from your friends, even the ones that are closest to you. Even in a living situation, it's very easy to do. I mean, I can master like how to push food on a plate to make it look like I'm eating. Mm-hmm. So if you ever eat at a bad restaurant, give me a call. I'll tell you how to make the waitress feel bad.
Well, I'm gonna ask you about that too.
Sure. But it was kind of an extreme situation, you know. But you know, the way you get better is through love, support, and you're kind of glad it happens in some regards too, because you know, you start to realize a lot of things about yourself.
And when was the trigger point for you to tell somebody?
You know, first you have to tell yourself. So, you know, first you know, you tell yourself, and then, you know, you have to, you know, you tell your parents, of course, and
how was that?
It was a boatload of fun. They were very supportive. And my mom, you know, you can't let people into your life and let people love you if you don't start that yourself. And no matter what, you know, and that's with friends or family. So yeah, so I mean, it went on and then you write a show about it, and then I take it up to New York. So
and this is your third rendition of this?
Third rendition.
Doing the play again. How therapeutic is doing this play?
The first time was very therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Every night I'd be crying and I'd be like, oh my God, he's out. Yeah. You know, it was really tough. It was tough writing it too. To write this show, actually, it was about a year or two after like the whole event. So and it was actually a time I actually sat down in the summer for about, I think the last draft was 7 days. Oh. And I sat down, I did my old eating habits again.
Really?
And I would write according to those eating habits, and that's the show that exists today.
Really?
And so it was a very, you know, but that was the only way to make it authentic, in my opinion.
Really?
So to make it something that was valuable.
Sure.
So yeah. So I mean, yeah. The first time was very therapeutic as far as that goes. We had a fantastic guy play David, Mike Salemi. But you know,
and David's you.
David's me. Yeah, David's me, and which is kind of scary in some regards. The second time was a very good show. We did it for URI. It was very wonderful. I appreciate Brian Ottaviano, who's in the cast, Karen Carpenter, who's at the GAM right now, who's wonderful, Maura Koskin, all the people, Don Carrara. They were really great people. But the first time around was a little more therapeutic. This time around, we have a great cast, though, I put it away. I hadn't looked at it since 2001, since the last time we did it. And then it just seemed time. And then I started getting really excited about the show, like we did the first time. And this time, you know, we've done some directing things around Rhode Island. We've done different things, and now it's like, okay, I feel really capable to do the show really well. We have Dylan Medina's in the cast right now. We have Maya San Andrea, who works for Trinity. She's wonderful. I gotta give a shout out to her because she's awesome.
Sure.
And then we have some other fantastic people as well on the show.
Now we're talking more about this, but we're going to play a song first by my wife, Rola. Yes, Rola. And of course, this is off her mixtape, Obstacles, of course. Now, this song is something of a hill. Before Essence plays the song, and before we come back to Lenny, this song, Up and Down, of course, is on DJ Big Danger's mixtape. And actually, this song is off Rola's Obstacles, but DJ Big Danger does not like the rapper on this song, Rebel. And you be the judge. And so I'm going to release this song again, too, when there's a new person added to the song. So here is off Obstacles, Up and Down, featuring Rebel, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Follow the trend. We do. gyrate, shake. Get your bump on, ain't no party going on unless A and B's in the building. We can't be denied like FICA on payday. We say fuck the rules along with this music corporation and real hip-hop they ain't representing. Watch your mouth around the crew, cause we're not liable for what we do from the living room to NY. We make the crowd go up and down while air rocks in the crowd, shutting down any chick talking crazy about roller. Making punk punk back the ball, but don't test like we saw or a bar fight like Luda. As we DTP like we Def Jam South, the promoters knows we're legit and you're not, so you're not booking them. You look down, my friend. It's not a fault, you can't pack them in. The crowd like A and B does it, so watch the stance and the slick talk, or you'll be laid down. Drop the mic and get off the stage, cause you'll never reach fame.
Daydream Theater Company would like to invite you to our spring production of The Scarecrow, going on at Bell Street Chapel, 5 Bell Street in Providence, Rhode Island, on the 10th, 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, 24th, 25th, and 26th of 2008 in April, and all at 8 o'clock at night. And we also would like to invite you to New York on 38th Street to the Nikku Spoon Theater for May 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st, all at 8 p.m. It's an autobiographical show about male anorexia. Should be fun. We'll see you there, guys. And here's Derek. Go ahead, Derek.
Sponsored by RollerZone, www.rollerzone.com. And lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.
I just lost something.